We're in Siman Shin Beis. We're up to Sif Tes. Now, the Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdama here. And this hakdama perhaps should have come at the beginning of the Siman, but certainly here, when we get into some of the detail of it, the Mishnah Berurah gives the hakdama. And he says, Malabin is one of the Lamates Malachas. The Malacha Darais of Malabin was whitening the wool. Excuse me, wool has to be whitened. Whitening the wool is the Malacha of Malabin. This applies to any kind of thread. Cleaning clothing, where you're not changing its natural color, but what you're doing is getting rid of dirt that got on it, that is a tolda of Malabin. The same thing, squeezing out any water or other undesirable liquid from clothing is also a tolda of Malabin. Now, also with regard to leather, there is malabin. Some hold that's only if it's smooth, if it's soft leather. Others hold that even in hard leather there is an isser of malabin. Whereas, like a hard piece of wood, there is no isser of malabin. There's no malabin in glass and so on. Now, what constitutes the malacha of malabin? So we already saw machlokas in removing dust. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and machlokas the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah is choshesh that removing dust is also considered malabin. We have a case of malabin when you're dealing with water. So first of all, we are told that if you take any piece of material and you put it in water, we say shriyaso zohi kibuso. Wetting fabric is considered the malacha of malabin. In leather, getting it wet is not the malacha of malabin. Until you rub it, it's not malabin. Now, there are dais within the poskim with regard to shriyaso zohi kibuso, that simply getting it wet is considered malabin. Some say that's only if it's clothing that is filthy. But if the clothing is clean, there is no isser. Unless you do a derech kibus, which means you actually go and rub on it. But if you just pour water on something that's clean, they claim that that is not the malacha of malabin. Nevertheless, it's also to put a lot of water on anything as a gzera that you're going to come to squeeze it out. Now, some say that this is only in a in clothing that is filthy, but clothing that is clean, there is no malacha of malabin bechlal, again, unless you actually rub it. Others say that even if it's clean, shriyaso zoi kibuso, taking clean clothing and getting it wet would also be malabin, unless it is derech lichluch. That means if you go ahead and you have filth on your hands and you wipe them on a piece of cloth, there we say that it's derech lichluch and you're not over for malabin. And some say that even derech lichluch, if you're using a lot of water, it's aser. So let's see the Mechaber and the Ramah here. Siftes. Muter litin mayim al gabe minol l'shachshecho. You are allowed to pour water on shoes for the sake of cleaning it. Aval l'chabso. Dainu shemeshavshev tzido ze al ze aser. But to actually rub on it is aser. So you're allowed to pour water on leather, on shoes, but you're not allowed to rub it. Aval beged sheyeshel av lichluch aser afilu l'shachshecho. A filthy piece of clothing that you're not even allowed to just pour water on. Dezeu kibuso. Elamakancho b'smartut b'kavol lo b'dochak pen yischot. You can go ahead and remove the dirt with a cloth, with a shmata, but don't press hard so that you shouldn't squeeze anything out of it. Hagos, says the Ramah, ubeged she'ein alav luchluch, clothing that is not filthy. Mutr losseis alav mayim muatim v'lo merubim. You're allowed to put a little bit of water on it, but not a lot. Sheme yischot. V'yesh osrim b'chol inyin. So this is a machlokis of whether or not there's an isser of malabain on clean clothing. If you put water on clothing that is already clean, is there an isser of malabain or not? The first day holds not, and the second day holds that it's asr.